since you've been there, how many have you had signed by the pros?
Golly, I don't track those things. It's on the website. 55, 60 kids, yeah, maybe, something like that.
How many have made the majors?
Two.
And Orlando Hudson is one of them? And who,
yeah,
else?
Orlando, Lee Grankavich. He was a, yeah, pitcher for us that made it up with Toronto.
Yeah. And did you know, now you were the coach with when Orlando was there?
I was.
Yeah. Could you see the potential in him right off the bat, or did that develop later after he came to school?
No. He carried himself totally different than a lot of guys. And you know, we do have a lot of guys go into professional baseball, but there's some, too, when they leave, you know, haven't been in pro ball, you know what they're going to get into. And you can look at them and say, those guys, you know, good players, they'll be there a couple years. Orlando was one when he left. I felt he could play in the big leagues. And then we've got another young man like that now, Travis Witherspoon, who left us 2 years ago. He's with the Angels. He could be in the big leagues. Mm-hmm. Also, you look last year, Heath Hembree, a local kid out of Broome, who spent 1 year with us. Mm-hmm. You know, he's throwing 97, 99, 100 miles an hour. He's got a chance to get there with San Francisco.
Yeah, since you were there, that's an advantage with the relationship. And I think the kids look to you when they know that you just didn't have a cup of coffee in professional baseball. You were in it a long time and made the high triple A's. You were with Louisville, right?
I was.
In the Cardinal organization. Mm-hmm. Where were you with the Montreal organization?
Montreal, I topped out with them in Jacksonville, which, yeah, at that time was the Southern League.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you got up the ladder with them. So do kids ask you a lot about how it was?
Not really. Where we have the conversations on pro ball is I tell the guys, especially once they get drafted, it's their decision and their family's decision if they're going to sign, if they get the offer they want. But if they decide to go that route, then we'll sit down and talk, and I'll try to explain to them what they're getting into. Because at that point, when you sign that contract, you, in effect, stop playing a game and you just join the business world. And there's some decisions made in pro ball that aren't based on ability. They're based on dollar figures. And guys just need to know that going in.
Tim Wallace is our guest, the head baseball coach, former professional player, but the head baseball coach at Spartanburg Methodist College for many, many years. 8:30 is the time, about 4 or 5 more minutes with Tim Wallace, Spartanburg Methodist. Tim Wallace with us from Spartanburg Methodist College, and you did say the pros are money and the colleges is something different, but when you're with the pros, you said it was a business with you, and were you always looking over your shoulder, and maybe players ahead of you were always looking over their shoulder because you were right behind them, you and you were a catcher?
Yeah. You know, I'm not trying to make pro ball sound like it's terrible. It's a great way to make a living, but the odds are stacked against you. You got to know that going in. So my mindset when I played was I'm going to give it the best I can for 5 years, and if I get there, I get there. If I don't, I don't. Now, had I known they were going to start throwing around the millions of dollars, I might have hung around for those couple of coffees and mm-hmm. see what I could get. But it's a tough life, especially once you start having kids and a family. But obviously, that's every kid's dream. They want to grow up and play in the major leagues.
All right, well, let's go way down from the major leagues. What was your first ball club that you played for?
I was with the Johnson City Cardinals in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Tell us about that season there and what you had to do. I'm not talking about how you did. I'm talking about what you had to put up with.
Sure. It was an eye-opening experience from day one when I walked into the locker room and there were 11 kids sitting there speaking Spanish who did not speak English. And that obviously was an eye-opener for me. I've never been around anything like that. But then the grind itself, the playing, and the summers in Tennessee were hot. I didn't have a car. I was walking to the park every day for a couple of miles and walking home every night. And we were making, at that point, $600 a month. So it's not like we weren't stockpiling any money. And it was a great experience. I'd love to do it again. But, you know, you look back now when I think we were living in a hotel having 3 guys in a room when the hotel had told us no more than 2, so we could never walk out all 3 at one time. We'd have to stagger it so they wouldn't figure out what we were doing.
And buses all the way, right?
Oh, yeah, we were in buses.
Schools. Oh, and not Greyhounds either.
Oh, well, we were fortunate. I think when we did travel, we had a Greyhound, but you know, a lot of those old-time bus drivers were some crotchety old truck drivers, so they'd always make life interesting in itself. So,
who was your manager?
Manager the first year was a gentleman named Rick Hatcher, who ended up in the big leagues coaching with Toronto. Later on, I played with Jim Riggleman, you know, who's kicking around. Jim was great, and spent some time under Jim Fregosi and guys like that.
Yeah. Who was your favorite one?
Jim Riggleman. He's a player's manager.
He's with Washington now, right?
Yeah.
And he was with the Cubs for a while.
Right.
Yeah. You said he was a player's manager. What did he do for you that you really appreciated?
Yeah, he's just one of those guys you could sit and talk with. You know, if you had a problem on the field, something, if you had questions about how things were being done or what was being done or maybe where you stacked up, whereas some managers were a little aloof and more businesslike, he would sit down and explain what was happening. And, you know, that was good. I ended up playing with him a couple of times, and good experience playing with him. His players enjoy playing for him.
Who were some of the top pitchers that you caught that were in the majors? You caught Roger, didn't you?
No, I hit off of Roger Clemens.
Yeah.
His minor league debut, he pitched against us when he came out of Texas.
Yeah.
And that was when I was with the St. Pete Cardinals. But
Did you get hit?
I think I did. Tell everybody I did anyway.
Yeah.
The year I was picked, Todd Worrell was our first pick, so
yeah.
Obviously caught him a lot. And then you look at the guys you played against, the Dwight Goodens, he was the same year, and then the Clemens, and then you go to the hitters, you've got the Consecos and the Maguires and those guys. So that was the generation I came through.
And you, and of course, Maguire was with the Cardinals, right?
So no, it was the A's.
Okay, yeah. So you were against him. You were catching when he was in the batter's box.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a hard time getting him out, I guess. Huh?
I just had a hard time looking at him. You know, me being 5'10" and him up there where he was. But they had a pretty good club. That was the first year they had put a team in Huntsville, Alabama, so they absolutely loaded that club.
All right, well, let's talk about 2011 for the SMC Pioneers. How many years for you now?
This will be my 20th season.
And not that many people stay that long. You, Mike Ayers, Mike Young, Richard Johnson over at Wofford. A lot of people would not stay at this level. Why do you enjoy this level here?
Well, yeah, the thing I tell people, obviously, I am odd as a coach because a lot of time coaches at the junior college level use it just like players as a stepping stone to get somewhere else. But I've been very fortunate for the talent level player we get to work with, the fact that we interact with professional scouts, we interact with the Division I coaches. You know, on a personal side, I've known who my kids were hanging out with and what they were doing, and we were in the same church, and there's just a lot of positives here that I didn't see anywhere else, and my wife enjoys her jobs, my kids enjoyed what they were doing here, but
wife's a nurse, and she's at Wofford.
Yeah, right? She's an associate dean of students over there, so she's got plenty on her plate, and we've had a lot of success, you know, there's a lot of people, I guess the way I put it, I'd much rather coach and win 40 than coach and lose 40, so.
All right, your team this year, you can't say, well, we have a young team, because they're always young at your level, right?
Oh, yeah, and, you know, that's what it's funny when you hear people say, oh, we got a young team. Well, if you're young and good, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
We're used to that. We've got some youngsters out there. We got a good club. We had a good fall, and had a couple of kids come in at Christmas that I think are going to help us. So, you know, we get started in 2 weeks if this weather will kind of level out, and we'll be off and running.
And baseball, you have a lot of people turn out for your ball games too.
Depends on the weather.
Yeah,
depends on the weather. You know, you get on the weekends when the temperature's rising. Obviously, you got all the parents there. Midweek game, you know, it's the student body and the girlfriend. So
and the college president.
And the Colleen is always out there, especially if we get later on in the spring.
Yeah, I don't know that her husband assisted you when he came down, and I guess he's going to be coaching over at the day school besides doing his regular professional work.
Yeah, he sent a text last week saying he's a new head guy over there.
So. That's great. Tim, we'll wish you the best of luck, and your son was playing ball for a long time, and he's going down to Argentina.
Yeah,
he's duck hunting or something like that.
He's going to guide duck hunters in Argentina. Wish I could go.
That's right. Okay. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Tim Wallace from Spartanburg Methodist College.